chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Paul, having strongly rebuked the false teachers and false teaching, instructs Titus to teach what is consistent with sound doctrine. But as for you, teach what is consistent with sound doctrine. Tell the older men to be temperate, serious, prudent, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, tell the older women to be reverent in behavior, not to be slanderers or slaves to drink. They are to teach what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be self-controlled, chaste, good managers of the household, kind, being submissive to their husbands, so that the word of God may not be discredited. This is the word of the Lord.
Pray. Lord Jesus, we stand before your word and pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, your word may come alive in our hearts, and particularly for us older men in years and older men in Christian maturity. Give us a word that changes our lives and brings us closer to you, that we may be and grow more to be like you, Lord Jesus, through the Spirit. Amen. Would you like to be seated? And if you've shut it, open that passage at Titus 2, page 212, verses 1 to 5. Good health is important to us, particularly as we get older, and we get older as Christians. On occasion after occasion, Jesus restored the health of people. The centurion's servant was healed at the word of Jesus. The woman with the hemorrhage was healed by the touch of the fringe of Jesus' cloak. The epileptic son was healed by Jesus. As we make Jesus our Lord and Savior, his death on the cross brings us, yes, forgiveness, but also healing. You may ask, why am I talking about health in the context of this Titus passage set for us this morning? Why? Because Paul knew that those in his day who deceived people by teaching wrong doctrine, let's just realize what doctrine is. Doctrine is the body of instruction on which we as the church act. Because Paul knew that those in his days who deceived people by teaching wrong doctrine, that is not the gospel message, brought to their hearers unhealthy doctrine, whilst Paul wanted Titus to teach, verse 1, healthy doctrine, sound doctrine, which would bring to people not darkness, but light, not disease, but health, spiritual health. For let's face it, at the beginning of this sermon, bad teaching, that is not the true gospel, is like a doctor when we go to him for help in relation to a physical complaint, says, oh yes, we will inject you against it, and he gives the wrong injection, bringing not recovery, but a more severe complaint. Do you see the comparison? That preaching the gospel brings health. If the word is not put correctly, soundly, it makes things worse than before we heard it. And just as health is particularly important to us when we grow older, similarly, sound, that is, healthy doctrine, is even more important because a right understanding of the gospel leads us to life in Christ, which brings us Philippians 4:9, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, at the same time guarding our hearts and minds within Christ Jesus. Heeding false doctrine, therefore, takes us right back to the spiritually unhealthy state we were in before Jesus healed us by coming into our lives. Sometimes at this time of the year, certainly Caroline and I do this, we go to gardens and we look at this time of the year to herbaceous border, and it's absolutely marvelous. All the plants seem to be perfect. And you think, what marvelous growth, what marvelous blossoming in the flowers. And you know, through the winter, the gardeners in that garden have spent their time putting goodness into the soil so that when the flowers start to grow, they have the sustenance to grow and the ability to blossom. And that's what the right preaching and teaching of God's word brings. It turns the soil of our life into good soil so that we grow and blossom as Christians, and we are an example to other people who look at us and say, we want to be like her. We want to be like him. It's wonderful as we get older, if far from getting less enthusiastic, we get more enthusiastic for our Lord Jesus, our Savior, and the man stroke God we follow. In 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul writes, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Looking at life in Christ as a race in the power of the Holy Spirit. How sad if when we get older, both in years and older as Christians, if we slow up or even give up. I'm always sad if one of our congregation, when he or she retires, little by little misses church and group worship. In a race, those who take it steady, don't overdo it, but continue on, reach the winning post, and can say with Paul, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And wouldn't it be wonderful when all of our lives come to the very closeness of night, in the sense that we have little time left, if we could look back and say with Paul, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, I still love the Lord Jesus as I did when I was younger. So as we men get older, keep going. Be, verse 2, temperate. What does temperate mean? Moderate, self-restrained, abstemious. The challenge is probably most in the word abstemious. Younger people should be able to look up to older Christians and be encouraged by their behavior. One of the dangers, only for some, when we get older and we retire and have more time, is to drink too much. Perhaps nobody knows about it, or to overeat. Such behavior as overeating or overdrinking hardly shows young people a Christ-like attitude. The next word is serious. We don't have to be serious in the sense that we are dark and forbidding people. Serious about Christ is what this word means. We follow the Lord Jesus and we intend to do so, and it's clear to others that we intend to do so and we are doing so. We don't have to be so serious that it is dark and forbidding. We are permitted to laugh, make jokes within the context of good Christian behavior. Prudent means wise, discreet in our conduct. What does that mean? For example, and it's quite clear from our lay pastors, the commissioning brought this out, that there will be people in the church who want to speak with the three of those commissioned this morning and other lay pastors, or with me or with the clergy. And when they come to older people, not just in years, but in experience and Christian love for Christ, they will tell us things that are confidential, and we are prudent as we treat the discussion in complete and utter confidence. And therefore, people come to us again saying, I know that she will help me. I know that he will help me. And we older men need to be healthy in our faith, in our love, and in endurance. To have faith is to trust God when things go well, wonderful, and also when things go badly. I particularly admire those older men, again, in years and in Christian maturity, who are putting up with illness or other family problems. Their faith and trust in God is to be admired. Similarly, Titus is told to teach older men to be sound in love, that is, to continue to serve others, sound in endurance, as they wait for the fulfillment of their hope in Christ. So older men, both in years and in spiritual years, take Paul's exhortation to Titus to heart. Enjoy the middle and later days of life. I must say I feel more relaxed after 70 than I did before. Probably because I haven't got to go to Tunbridge Wells every day, but it's good. Retirement is good. But keep going. And remember Jesus' words, which have always challenged me. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Now, I'm not saying that we're not saved when we become Christians. But we need to remain open to the Holy Spirit until the end. And if we are that, we will be an example for younger Christians and also build up the church. Because holiness, which is the whole book is about, is so vital and can only be achieved through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it will not be us, but it will be Jesus in us that does these wonderful things and produces fruit which are an example to other people. Now verse 3. Women's ministry in the church is absolutely vital. If we took the women from our church, how many blanks would there be? Women's ministry is absolutely vital, important, significant, every word I can use to stress that. Without the older women in years and in spiritual maturity at All Saints and St. Richard's, we would be a limping along church, losing our progression. Paul reminds Titus that he should teach older women to have behavior that is reverent, in effect, again, because this is what the book is about, godliness, holiness. A godly or holy woman is a person to emulate, to copy, a person who is reverent in the way she lives her Christian life. I can think of woman after woman in our congregation who is an example of true gospel behavior, gospel witness, particularly when they are also putting up with illness, particularly when they are also putting up with family breakdown. Such women following Christ are to be admired, and the Lord Jesus will use them and does use them. However, to be such a woman means also that she doesn't gossip. And in such gossip, slander someone. Doesn't drink or overeat. Doesn't drink too much or overeat. And most importantly, in the context of women's ministry, teaches what is good, what is sound, what is healthy. So all of you older women teaching other women or your families or in junior church, realize that you all have a job to do, in a sense that your teaching should always be consistent with sound doctrine. Speak gospel words that bring to your hearers health. And in my own family, I can think of Fran, who is now an older Christian and a lay reader. And she would be challenged by Titus to continue to teach sound doctrine. And my younger daughter, Rosie, who leads a house group, home group, would be challenged to teach sound doctrine. The Lord Jesus uses those women, uses all the women in our congregation to teach sound doctrine, to bring people closer to the Lord Jesus. Sometimes, as I've touched on just now, a marriage breaks down. And it's sad, and so often it's due to the unfaithfulness of the man. I put it this way because the statistics show that. And those women who now are on their own because of the unfaithfulness of a husband need help. They need an older woman to talk to them, to encourage them, to say they're special. Surely the task of mature Christian women, older in years and experience, should be to encourage younger women to love their husbands and to love their children. But as I've said, there are situations which are different because we're all human and fail. When I look at younger Christian couples who are about to get married, I realize from the women's point of view, there are likely to be, in a sense, more difficulties, more worries, and more tiredness and weariness for the women rather than for the man. Because with childbirth comes the looking after the children. With childbirth comes the sleepless nights. And so again, we older women and women who've been Christians longer need to be there to help. Older women can help to listen, advise, and encourage younger and newly married wife. You see, to love your husband is easy if he is faithful and can be trusted. But when he doesn't, and when he's unloving and selfish, there's a problem for the woman and for the family. Paul also exhorts Titus to preach self-control in younger wives through the offices of older women. I'll say again, the whole of this short letter is about godliness, holiness in all of us Christians. There is no one more encouraging or a better witness to Jesus than a wife who is not just self-controlled, but chaste, a good money manager, kind and loving. And when it comes to the big decisions in the family, being satisfied that her husband's decision for the family is the right one. Being submissive to one's husband, which this passage covers, is not being a slave to his wants or his ideas or a doormat, but being willing to go into family conference and getting general agreement, and then, only then, letting the husband take the final decision. In this way, as Paul writes, the word of God will not be discredited. Now, I don't often talk about myself and my family from the pulpit, but I am this morning because I think it's relevant. In 1983, 1984, I felt the Holy Spirit leading me into the ordained ministry. And there were two possibilities, going into full-time ministry or going to become a non-stipendiary minister, that's an unpaid minister, who stayed here. So the whole family, Caroline, myself, Fran, Jonathan and Rosie, in a sense went into conference and discussed this. The general opinion was yes, but one thing was definite. The family wanted to stay at May Cottage. Thus I made the decision to begin training as a non-stipendiary minister rather than full-time ordained ministry. This means you've been stuck with me for years. The decision was mine, but the whole family was together in it. And further than that, as I look now back from my ancient age, and I see how God has used that decision, with Jonathan now the vicar of Maresfield, it was so clear that that was right, and that was the way to do it. But I took the decision as the husband in the family. So you older women in years and spiritual maturity, you can encourage younger women within their marriages in every way. Love of husband, love of children, self-control, holiness, management of money, husband and wife relationship. You are important. A balanced Christian marriage, a godly family life, can and so often does lead to Christian marriages in the future, and even further, the Christian marriages for our grandchildren. Women, mature women, have one of the most important jobs in the church to fulfill. Women's ministry is therefore not a sideline, it's essential to the healthy running of the church, to the spread of sound, healthy doctrine for future generations, so that in our dark world, the church grows. To conclude, let us just remind all of us, whether younger or older, men or women, that the reason behind Paul's writing this letter to Titus is that all of us should receive into our hearts knowledge of the truth, the good news of the gospel, in all its forgiveness and therefore health, in that hope of eternal life that God has promised us. Titus was requested to proclaim sound doctrine, as we are called to do so at All Saints and St. Richard's. And the joy, as we get older, is to continue in Jesus' word, be truly his disciples, and knowing the truth of the gospel, because we older people teach it, the truth sets us free, and therefore the word of God is not discredited. Amen.